family because of this. I hope I do not lose more.
We'll talk
and
again.
And he turns to go. Yeah, yeah. And he leaves you there.
Ugh. Argus is even more exhausted than he felt at the start of this conversation.
Like, I guess you could have resisted those consequences. I didn't remind you of that, but it felt thematically correct.
No. Yeah. Just puts his head down on the bench. Probably just falls asleep right there.
Oh, no. Oh, okay. You are looking for Ida, right, Tiffany?
Yep.
Who are you asking where, like, how are you trying to find Ida?
I mean, the first thing I'm doing is, since I was actively involved in figuring out where everyone was going to settle in, I probably helped decide where we were going to set up, and we probably are close. So I'm just going to look for wherever is designated her space first.
Have you chosen the same room for yourselves?
I mean, I wouldn't do that without... Like, I would need to talk to her as I'm telling her where to go anyway, and I would...
Okay.
Ask,
well, maybe you still need to talk about that, but if you do have a spot for her already, that isn't actually where she is. So you spend a little bit more time. That's the point. Would you have gone to the ship? Because if not, you are directed there eventually.
I mean, that makes sense. That would probably be the second place I'd check, since we wouldn't have had time to figure out a place to set up a lab. So that'd be the second place I would check.
Yeah, and the lab is exactly where you find Ida. Ida is with Gish, actually, in the lab. And you see Gish is over on one side working with this technology, these holograms that still seem like magic to you, probably. Maybe you're starting to understand that the movements do things to these shiny images. Shiny images as if they're not that shiny. Anyways, Ida is working off in another corner with her notebook open and some pieces of physical technology. She has sort of a soldering iron and some pieces of electronics in front of her.
Hey.
Oh, hey. Hi. How you doing?
But pretty good. It's been busy, but everything went really well, actually.
I knew you could do it. And she gives you a little kiss on the cheek.
I would say that Tiffany looks, like, pleased, but also, like, her train of thought just derailed. I was hoping we might have a little chat.
Yeah. Did, like, here, or did you want to go somewhere private?
Yeah, that. Yeah.
Okay.
She lets you lead her. Where do you go?
Yeah. I mean, the ship is probably mostly empty now, right? So it shouldn't be very hard to find.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The ship is a ship. You might have some people walking. They're probably still, like, moving some stuff out. Even if this is, like, the next day or two, people probably want to get settled in before they're unpacking things.
Yeah, but, like, find some empty room somewhere, some little side space.
Yeah, yeah. You're off to the side, and I think Ida... I don't know if Tiffany's picking up on this, but I think Ida's, like, biting her lip and is, like, looking at you with, like, sort of half-closed lids. What do you want to do?
So here's the thing to know about Tiffany is that she has negative game.
Yes, I know.
And so, unfortunately, Ida is going to be disappointed right now.
Oh, yeah. I'm aware. I'm aware.
Because
I'm
Tiffany's...
aware. The GM is aware.
Yeah, poor Ida. So Tiffany is going to, like, not even notice, because she finds the room, makes sure it's aside, and just starts talking as she turns back. Like, doesn't even clock the expression. So, few things that really need to be sorted out. Just make sure we're on the same page about everything.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot I don't really understand, and I think you know a lot more than I do.
Oh, well, I suppose I have some experience.
I think we're talking at cross purposes.
What? What's wrong?
I think I just ruined a good moment.
What?
Oh.
Tiffany, what is it?
And Tiffany just blushes as she realizes the implications of what Ida just said.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
No, I didn't. I mean, I... think you didn't know.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh. Well, that's okay.
Practical knowledge about circumstances and history first. Then
what? What do you mean? What?
Reinhold showed up and did find out that someone took things from he walked through a portal in my chest that Anya created.
What?
And so that put that in the forefront of my mind, and I probably should learn a little more about your history and about the protests and that.
Reinhold knows?
I don't think so. Argus said he'd take care of it, and Argus is really smart.
Mm-hmm.
And so,
she's biting her fingers. She's like biting her nails.
Tiffany's gonna reach up and like take her hands, just like try and comfort her as best she can.
You feel a little bit of stiffness at first, but then she like leans into you and is like stiff, but like feeling and accepting your support.
And I did do quite a bit to also. If Reinhold's coming after someone, it's probably going to be me, because to cover up the mess you made, gathered up a bunch of his things from his space and then got a bunch of people to take it out of there. So I think...
No, you didn't do anything. This isn't on you.
Yeah, but it is now.
That's... No, I can't... I don't accept that. That doesn't... You're not responsible for this. You're not involved.
I am now. And that's why I think I should probably learn more about what's going on. Because I think I've painted a target on my back, and I don't love that. But also, 30-something thousand people are really happy with me right now, so it's a lot harder for them to do things to me than you. So that's good.
Tiffany, I can take care of myself. And she like cups your cheek with her hand and smiles. She says, I'm maybe a little bit more resilient than you think.
Well, I don't doubt that. But I do think that it's best to not face things alone.
Reinhold isn't someone you want to be on the bad side of.
Well, either Argus succeeded in what he said he would do, which he did. Like, but just in case he didn't, it's better for all of us to work to keep me safe than have you be on your own.
You're very sweet, Tiff.
Okay. Thank you. Right. That, yes. But
so what are
what
we gonna
what
do
were
about
you
it,
protesting? What's this history? What's this knowledge? Like, what you said you were involved in, like, political stuff back in Terennial Major.
Yeah.
I don't know a lot about that. And I probably should know more than I do.
I just, you weren't very interested in the politics stuff, so I didn't really, you didn't need to be involved. It's sort of, you know, it's not everyone's, it's sort of something that was kind of personal to me. At least, you know, I, during the revolution, I lost my parents. I came from the Minon precinct, Minon. I came from Minon to Terennial Major for school, and, Reinhold was behind the attack on Minon.
You're a history person, right, Tiffany? Tiffany knows history?
Tiffany knows some history. Tiffany's okay. Much more science than history, but, like, you know, she did her credits.
But you read, like, news and whatnot sometimes?
Yeah, I mean, she's
major
reasonably...
news?
Yeah.
You at least have heard that the Minon precinct was a root of sort of like a core place where rebel activity had started, where it was sort of like almost a headquarters of a blooming rebellion. It was one of the first precincts that was overturned in response to Terennial Major, the capital, and the politicians there decided to level the city. The entire precinct was just leveled. They marched people there, and they basically destroyed the city with explosives.
Reinhold did that?
Do you say this to Tiffany?
Yeah.
He gave the order.
How did you find that out?
I helped. When I was first at home, when I was in Minon, my family was... we were part of the rebellion. When I went to school, I wanted to understand what was happening with these weather phenomenons. They were affecting the cities, and I thought maybe we could, you know, we could use them to remove the precincts from power. And I didn't think that I'd be the only one left.
Tiffany will do what she can to comfort, but I mean, how do you help in the face of that?
Yeah.
Okay. How did you learn that Reinhold was responsible?
There was a small startup of people who came together against the precincts and Terennial Major. It was we had to be a bit more careful, but we got information. There was discussion of raising word of getting the protests out there. I was in charge of finding out who gave the order. I volunteered. I wanted to find out who did this.
What were you looking for in his stuff?
When I originally got information in Terennial Major, I came across a project. They had been working on something major. The precincts were all involved somehow, the implications seemed huge. They wanted to change history. They wanted to control time, Tiffany.
Oh. And you were looking for notes about that project?
When I saw Ryan Holt here first, I thought I was done for. I thought he knew who I was. But I kept my eye on him. I didn't think there would be anything left. But
I think she, like, sort of pushes herself more upright, walks over to the device that she's been putting together and the notes, and you can see she's, like, added notes in the margins of, like, what she was drawing before she showed you this device. I think you still see the drawing of yourself on the other page, but there's also the notes have sort of expanded off onto that side as well, but always giving it a berth to not intersect with the drawing of you. You see that she picks up what is, like, a device the size of her palm, maybe smaller. And she says, for some reason, Reinhold had the schematics for a device that could control time. Oh. Tiff, do you understand what this means? We can save Mainon.
Oh. Oh, like roll back time.
We could save everyone. We could... Imagine how much good we could do, Tiffany.
Whoa. This is a lot. Sorry. There's a lot to process right now. Does the device... Does it look like it'll work? How does it operate? What powers it?
I'm still trying to work that out. It's not perfectly clear from the blueprints, but Gish has been helping me get supplies. They said it was some sort of anti-temporal device. I'm not too sure, but it seems like their technology is advanced enough that they have at least some of the parts, and the parts that they don't have, we can make. And it's energy of some sort. It seems like it's self-powering somehow. I need to spend more time with it to understand, but imagine what we could do. Even if it takes an entire city's worth of energy, we could help people. Like, we could save millions of lives.
That's amazing and definitely worth working towards. But
you feel her entire body relax.
But we also really, really need to understand what it is and how it works before we ever even think of using it.
Of course, yeah. But you'll help me?
Of course I'll help you.
She kisses you.
Oh. Why me?
What?
Well, I mean... you're lovely, and I'm confused.
What are you talking about, Tiff?
You're very nice to me, and it seems maybe more than nice, affectionate, and it's lovely. I like it a lot. I'm just a bit confused.
You've never had someone blushes like you?
Not that I'm aware of.
Well, I promise that we can go at whatever speed you want.
Okay. I'm a little out of my depth in everything.
She just like giggles and like hugs you.
I think for the first time in this conversation, Tiffany will relax a little bit.
I always stopped myself from reaching out to you, and I'm just glad I don't have to anymore.
You don't. It's nice. How long have you been stopping yourself?
She's like burying her face in your shoulder, and you can't see the blush, but I think you kind of feel her body heat just heat up a little bit. And she's like, well, I gave up my entire life to come with you, didn't I?
Oh, that's really a lot, huh?
But I don't regret it.
Tiffany looks very much like a deer in the headlights. There's a whole lot going on right now, and she is completely out of her depth.
Uh-huh.
I thought you came with me because it was something you could do.
There is. Well, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, things in Triennial Major weren't great, so I thought I was, you know, just a friend you could go with to have something to do.
I mean, yeah, but I don't know. I don't know if I would have gone with just anyone, but you were my best friend in school.
Oh.
I mean, you were mine. I mean, you were my only real friend in school. I mean, like, everyone got on.
Do you remember the first time I slept over and it was getting late and I just wanted to keep talking to you all night, but it was just nice being near you.
Yeah. Yeah, it is nice. It's always been nice.
So, what now?
Now, we do a lot of research into whatever it is you're building, and we don't finish it until we know exactly what's going on with it, because that kind of power, if there's anything wrong, could be catastrophic. And if it really does control time and we're able to undo things, then a few more months of research is not going to make a difference.
Right.
And we're going to be cautious.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to keep looking into the storm that's going on, because someone really needs to figure out what's going on with that. I have never even heard of a storm this stable or strong before. And I'm going to talk to my friends about what's going on with Ryan Holt. And
please don't tell them about the machine.
Oh, okay. Why not?
I just kind of want this to stay between us. I'm just worried that Ryan Holt might find out.
But that's lying to my friends. I trust my friends.
You don't have to lie to them. Just, you know, say you're working on a project. We're doing meteorology. It's nothing new.
But a lie of omission is still a lie.
But I thought you promised. Are you going to tell them about me going into Reinholtz?
I don't know if it's important. I mean, I think it's pretty obvious who I would help out most and who I'd put myself at risk for. So they'll probably figure it out either way. And if we work together, then we can do well. And I mean, they can do things, useful, powerful things. It could probably help.
I don't know if I'm ready to trust anyone but you. I think I should get back to work.
Yeah. Leaving aside this, because it's big and unknown and unknowable right now, and there's way too many complicating variables. If this doesn't work out, this machine, what do you want?
What do you mean?
I mean, before you found that schematic, you didn't know that that was something that could be done, and so this new dream of saving everyone wasn't on the table. And we don't know for sure that it is, and we shouldn't count anything as a done deal when there's still so much we don't know. So what were you trying to do? What did you want? What do you, if everything else works out, what does that mean for you?
If everything works out, then I would continue looking into this. I don't think this is the only way. There are probably other ways to move around time, and the storms are somehow related.
So has your goal this whole time just been trying to undo something that's been done?
Should I not try and save my family?
Well, it's not that. It's just, I mean, it sounds impossible. Even if time can be manipulated like that,
there are a lot of impossible things that are possible.
It's true, but just because one impossible thing is actually not, doesn't mean something else will be.
I'm not going to give up.
I worry that can go not very well.
I need to get back to work.
Please be careful.
She gives you a bit of a stiffer kiss and nods without making eye contact and is going to go back to the room.
I'm going to actually grab her, and because that's not a good note to end on.
Mm-hmm.
No, hold on. No, I don't mean, I'm not telling you to give up. I just want everyone to be happy.
Me too, Tiff.
I don't want something to happen to you because you make me happy.
I can look after myself. I have for a long time.
That's not what I mean.
I feel safer knowing that you're there for me.
Okay. Good luck.
She squeezes your arm, nods, and goes to leave.
Yeah, I'll let her go at this point.
Door slides open, door slides shut, and you are alone in this room.
Okay.
Tiffany does not feel good right now.
So, does anyone have anything they would like to do for downtime actions that maybe are also scenes?
I haven't worked on my clock in a while for Grandpa Jasper.
I was thinking, I was thinking I could also do a scene while helping Anya recover, where the three of us can have a conversation while I am literally tending to Anya's wounds.
Mm.
That's a good idea.
Do you want to start with your grandpa or start with the three of you?
I want to start with the three of us, actually, because I feel like mine would be a little later on.
All right. Where are you meeting? What time is it? How many hours or days into this stay in Finzon is it? Is anyone else there with you?
Find a med kit or something like that, because Anya was physically injured, right?
Yeah.
And just try to find somewhere quiet so it's just the three of us. So that way we have the freedom to say basically anything, and the only secrets that we need to worry about are the secrets we keep from each other.
Who among you would be keeping secrets from each other?
My goodness.
I think there isn't a person here who doesn't have at least something.
Right. I think Anya's fine.
I don't.
Right?
Anya might not.
I'm a fucking honest little fish.
Yeah.
That's the saying, right?
Honest little fish.
Yeah. That's
in this world, everyone says that I'm an honest little fish. No idea what fish are, but, you know, everyone's an honest little fish.
It's a translation, all right, Claire?
Yeah.
The translation is fish.
Don't start a fish.
Wait, no, you can't just breeze over that. You can't do that. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's got to be something fish adjacent, all right?
But they're not
fish.
Yeah,
sure.
And that's what I'm an honest thing of.
You're an honest thing of the fish adjacent.
I'm an honest little adjacent to a fish animal that we call fish because it translates roughly into fish.
That's the saying. I'm an honest little adjacent fish.
But that's
fish.
A bit wordy,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Okay, where are you? Where are you all? Like, you're somewhere private, but are you in the city? Are you underground? Are you in the ship?
Oh, I think probably on the ship. There's probably like a med bay or something, right? There's going to be way better kitted up than anything.
For sure. Yeah.
Which also explains why I'm the one taking a look, since I seem to have a better aptitude for the tech than a lot of the people here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've maybe spent enough time reading the stuff in the research lab that you're starting to put together like words, almost not like full phrases, but maybe you're like, ah, yes, medical or medicine or like health or something like that points you to the right.
And I will have asked Gish for a rundown of how to use the stuff in the med bay and
overall.
But yeah, so figure, you know, better medical technology than we have in the caves. And
for sure.
Gish is busy doing all of Gish's other things. So
there's like giant machines there and whatnot. You have no idea how to do those. But there's also like a little med kit with like stitches and aspirin or whatever the equivalent to aspirin is.
But yeah, so I will have gotten Gish to give me the rundown of like, hey, my friend has these kinds of injuries. How do I use what you have to help my friend?
Yeah. Probably over-explains for a while and then just says, or you can do this and, you know, gives you the simple version.
That's not over-explaining as far as Tiffany's concerned.
Oh, it's like, how do you explain what an MRI machine is to someone who's never heard of, like, any medical technology at all?
By having them ask a lot of questions to clarify.
All right, well, the three of you are here. How is Anya positioned? Is Anya laying down, sitting down?
Sitting upright in the bed with one foot up and the other foot over the edge.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like playing with her hair on either side of her kneecap. So they're just kind of like sitting as someone who is as queer as I normally sit.
The gays can't sit.
Right,
normally.
The bisexual chair.
Yeah.
The bisexual medical chair.
Tiffany may shift you into a position that better allows her to treat you.
Yes.
with no regard for your bisexual needs.
Yes. Yeah. Damn, Tiffany.
I know, biphobia, but...
Biphobia, truly. So, okay, the three of you are there. Just the three of you, no one else? Like, no NPCs?
No one else.
Okay, got it. Go ahead.
No.
So before anything else, I'm just going to... May I make a case for Analyze to try and physically treat the injuries with this cool tech?
Given that you're like, I'm going to ask a ton of questions, I'll allow it.
Excellent.
Objection.
Overruled.
Yes.
I just wanted to say that because you said that a lot.
All right, so that's three out of four. So Rally Anya gets 3 out of 4 on the injury or the harm clock. So if you scroll down to harm, there's like a recovery clock that you can tick up.
You hurt me 3 out of 4.
Right,
times.
You said three. It was a 5. A 5 that then leads
three
to
links,
three.
Or 3 levels.
Yes.
Yeah, 3 pips.
A mixed success is 3 ticks. A full success is 4.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I was really hoping for a 6 on that.
Yeah,
it
would
have
been nice. I need you to like really hone in on like your reading. You're like You're trying to figure something out in this scene. Yeah, I need you to paint it that way. Anyways, go ahead. I'm out of this scene.
Yeah, I mean, while everything else is going on, Tiffany's slightly distracted by, you know, checking notes, looking at the injuries, poking and prodding at Anya, and just figuring out exactly what's needed and figuring out exactly how to use the machine. So she's just going to be slightly distracted during this little scene as she's trying to treat Anya's injuries.
So, how are you?
Sorry.
That's fine. That's fine. We gonna talk about this or what?
Which part?
Tiff, we're in a giant space tree.
Yes. That's really
with
cool.
Aliens.
Yes.
In a city.
Mm-hmm.
That we weren't supposed to fully stop in. Our entire camp is here. I walked through your chest carrying
complications.
An alien with Argy over there, who apparently is friends with some weird creepy dude who may or may not be dead. I don't know.
What do you mean?
What part?
I mean, where do we start?
Tiff, one second. What?
I think Argus is just, like, holding some random piece of alien machinery that is probably just, like, I don't know.
Hey. Look at me.
He puts it down. He's dead. Reinhold killed him. Reinhold killed him.
Well, that's one fucking problem fixed, I guess.
He wasn't a problem. He was a person who
had
some problematic views.
Oh, good. So then it's a good thing he died, huh? And your friend killed him. Good old Reinhold.
Okay, you're getting a little agitated. I'm going to need you to lie back down.
I will bite you, I swear to God.
Please don't. That would hurt.
Argos?
If there was a...
Argus?
There was a...
Argy? Argopus?
Archibald? Sorry, I just wanted to join in.
No, you're good. You're good. That's good. Tell me what the fuck is going on with you, all right?
A deep
Please
sigh.
Please don't shut me out.
This man, he... So while you were gone, he found me. I'm not sure how, but
who?
I guess he was the.
Are you looking for the
syndicate?
Word archive?
The archive. Thank you so much. He was high up in the syndicate, and he occupied the building that, well, where we are
blew
now.
Blew up. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, oh, the big one. I wondered where it went.
It's outside.
Wait,
the
it blew
city.
Up.
I moved it. There was an explosion within the building, and then I just kind of moved it over. But no, back to Archie. He,
you moved it. Sorry,
Tiff, not right now.
We'll get back to that.
Yeah, listen. Okay, so he has this technology. He used to work with Reinhold. He used to be friends with Reinhold, and well, I mean that's a whole other thing. They
Yeah, big surprise there.
Okay.
Sorry, just...
He'd throw something at you if you weren't currently injured. Archie...
Please just...
He thought he could... He really thought he could do good with this piece of technology he had. He was very righteous, and he believed he could save a lot of people on this planet. And his goals were planetary. I could feel that. He'll pull out the totem again. It's a little dog now. A little wooden dog. This thing, when he had it, it was a pocket watch, and now it's this thing from my... it doesn't matter. It's changed, but it can stop time. Seemingly for as long as one wants. And while holding it, you can travel around. He took me to around the city, and nothing was moving. It was amazing. And I stole it from him, and now he's dead. So that's what happened.
Oh. Okay. Why did he show it to you?
I think he saw a kindred spirit.
Okay, I don't remember. How much does Tiffany know about what Argus can do?
Yeah, I think you know
I know you can do magic things, but do I know that you can do time things?
I guess I was talking to Anya when I was saying I could see things, but I was being very vague. Mm-hmm. You're right. Yeah, you probably don't. So I would just say kindred spirit, like someone who also wants to protect people, to save them.
How would he pick up on that?
Your guess is as good as mine. One second I was sitting in the town, and the next there was this note in front of me from him. And he must have stopped time and given it to me. But Claire, did I remember doing something that caught his attention?
You predicted that things were going to happen, and then they happened.
But like him inviting me to dinner and stuff, like mm-hmm. that was before he had a clue, as far as I know.
Yeah, as far as you understand, it was just
my
like
abilities.
This city doesn't get a lot of visitors. It's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah. And there was kind of a commotion and yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And you get the sense that he didn't realize that you were with other people.
Okay. I think he was someone interested in influencing people to his point of view. And he was convincing, but I didn't trust him. He had the same kind of, he was similar to Reinhold in so many ways. I could see why they were friends. And I can only imagine the fallout that happened that led to their final meeting.
Anya gets up slowly and walks over to Argus and leans and puts their forehead to his forehead and just, are you okay?
I feel... No. No, I don't think I am. Reinhold...
Anya pulls you in for a hug.
Oh. They have a very nice hug. I did not know Reinhold was capable of such brutal judgment upon someone else. Since he arrived in our community, he's been nothing but a guiding voice for us. I thought he really was who he said he is, but now I am not too sure. I think, and speaking of, he's what?
Sorry. He's mean.
He's mean.
He's mean.
I guess he's always been mean. I tried to lead him off your scent. I tried to imply that Archie was the one who's been...
Was Archie the guy who's dead?
Yes. Yeah, he's dead.
Oh. Good choice, since he could stop time, apparently.
Yes. I don't know. It might work, it might not. I'm not sure he's trusting me so much anymore.
Hopefully he comes to talk to me, since he's going to get reports that I'm the one who went through all his stuff.
Well, if he does come for you, you know we're here, right?
Mm-hmm. And I mean, he's not just going to kill me, right? Like, that would be a bad idea for him.
Yeah, he better not even try.
Then I think Argus tries to lead... Argus just wants to try to lead Anya back to the medical bed. Gently. Mm.
Yeah, good call.
I don't think Tiffany was done with you.
No. But the two of you have my back, and you're both actually magic. And also, people have been like smiling and waving to me and saying a lot of really nice things. And I think people are really happy that I helped evacuate everyone. So that would be probably very high profile for him, which doesn't seem to be how he likes to operate.
And you know, Argie, you know we're here for you too, right?
You are. Here and now. And I appreciate it.
Could I examine that thing you have sometime?
Sometime, yes. You probably
you can
that
have
just,
it back.
So funny. I was just about to say that I'm putting it back in my pocket, and I love that you're like, hold on.
I mean, I'm very busy
right now, and I definitely need to figure out what's going on with the storm before I can get into any other projects, because this is bad. But that seems very powerful and dangerous, and that means that we should understand it.
Okay.
Because if we don't understand it and we use it, things could go very horribly wrong. And if we don't understand it and we get rid of it, someone else might have one and we'll have no idea how to stop it.
We should learn about it. I don't want to use it, though.
That's,
I don't think we should.
Probably a good idea. I mean, if we don't know what's powering it, and this might be a huge leap, but we don't know what's powering it. We don't know how the storm operates. It was being used a lot in a place where a storm is now sitting in a way that it doesn't normally. And that could be completely unrelated, but it also could be not.
Mm-hmm.
And if using something like that causes this, then we really need to know how to stop it.
We have to be sure of what caused it in the first place, no?
Yes, and I'm working on that. I've been working on some devices that will really help with getting some good data on the storms. And, well, there's a storm right now, so once they're ready, I can get a whole lot of information that might be very helpful. Also, I think Ida might be my girlfriend now.
Oh.
And I also think she might be using me.
I think Anya had, when you said, Ida is my girlfriend, put a hand on your head and sort of given you a weak smile like, no shit. And then when you say using me, that smile is gone.
I don't know.
I think
it might
you
be
know.
Unrelated. No, I it might be unrelated.
You trust her?
I'm trying to figure that one out. Do I trust her? I mean, I did.
Okay.
And now I want to, but she didn't give me a lot of straight answers. And I'm trying to figure that out. She's got a lot going on. Don't do anything to her, and don't assume based on my concerns, right? Like, treat her the same as usual.
Of course. We're not gonna, you know, draw suspicion or...
Well, but also she's the nicest person I knew back in the city, and she came here, gave up a lot, and she can be really kind and really fun. I think she's just in over her head.
The capacity for kindness does not dismiss the capacity for cruelty.
No, but people behave the way they do for a reason, right? People make sense, and I don't think she's cruel. At worst, I think she's a bit lost.
Not all cruelty requires intention. Just be careful, Tiff, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, just be kind. I think that's the most important thing. I think that's still the most important thing.
For what it's worth, Argus is silent and just kind of... He's observing that Tiffany is becoming very small while this conversation goes on.
Mm-hmm.
And feels conflicted about that. Seems like we have a lot of time.
I know I don't really know how any of this works, and I know I don't really fit very well, but I don't think we go anywhere acting suspicious and doubting each other, and we need to work together. That's how all the best stuff gets done.
Of course. And listen, we'll work together. So you'll tell us if something happens, right?
Absolutely.
Anya shoots Argus a look of like, I will kill her if she hurts Tiff. I will crush her And then turns back to Tiffany with a smile.
Yeah.
We need to know more. Acting in ignorance just gets everyone hurt.
Well, you are the smarty, so.
Not at these things.
Let's figure it out.
I don't think people agree with me on that one a lot. I'm kind of used to being weird, I guess.
Anya sort of pats you on the shoulder. True.
Why? Why can't we just be us? You know?
What do you mean?
I mean, there's always so much going on that tells us how to be and who to be and what to do. And it was better when I was studying, because then I could just be really interested in the storms. Then I came back here, and when I was being me, everyone was ignoring me or shouting at me or telling me to do things differently. And then I do one thing that's totally consistent with everything else I do, and everyone's being really nice and happy and supportive, and I didn't change. And it's weird.
The best we can do is act honest with ourselves. And sometimes that'll work for people, and other times it won't. And it's okay for that to be frustrating and confusing. But that's all the more reason to do what feels right to you.
But what feels right to us isn't always what is right. I mean, we need more than that, because what if we're wrong?
Well, if we're wrong and we make a mistake, we fix it, right?
You can't fix every mistake. I mean, not unless you can, I guess, travel through time, then maybe you could, but that seems unlikely.
Silence.
Even if you could, no one says fixing it wouldn't make it worse, so maybe trying is what matters. You can't worry so much, Tiffany.
I can't not worry so much.
You sure can't.
You two keep an eye on Reinhold.
I think Reinhold's going to keep an eye on me.
So it should be easy, then.
Perfect.
Reinhold's a lot sneakier than me, so he'll probably be hiding from me. Or he'll come and talk to me directly. That would be a lot more convenient and scarier.
And somewhat in keeping with his personality, too. He might be sneaky, but he's also a bit direct. And, yeah, don't worry. If he gives me a reason, I'll give him a lesson. We'll keep an eye on Reinhold. Anya turns to Argus. We'll keep an eye on Ida.
Yes. You tell me what your data brings in. I'm going to keep this safe.
Yeah, make sure. Does anyone else know you have it?
Reinhold knows.
Fuck. Okay.
I know. He's mad. You can tell he's real mad.
Okay.
But he knows. And
changes?
It seems to represent something that the current, not sure if it's the holder of it or the owner, it seems to change. Depending on who has it.
Oh. Could someone else hold it then, since he wouldn't know what to look for if someone else had it?
Argus will hand it to Anya. Not give it to Tiffany.
Tiffany had no objections to this.
I know.
She was not saying, hey, give it to me. Let's just get it somewhere safe.
I believe you. Just Argus, on the other hand, highly suspicious.
I can't imagine why.
He hands it to
with the future
to,
he knows.
To Anya.
Anya takes it, and Lou, what does it change to? In the hands of Anya.
Oh my god, I don't know. Claire, what does it change to?
Isn't that for you to figure out? What matters to you?
What is it that Anya considers most precious?
I think it turns into a locket. And it has a picture of you two and Yuvie and many, many other people from our camp.
Locket. It's got a few pages.
Yeah. In the foreground, it's the main cast. And in the background, it's the, you know, tier two and tier three cast.
Damn.
If we want to be specific about it. So when it's on illustrated, your ranks, you have friends. To really... Yeah, it's like a Where's Waldo, you know?
Your MySpace top 10.
Yeah. It's my T-Mobile 5 or whatever the fuck. Oh, we're not going to get that. We're all from different countries.
How deep a cut can we go? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anya tucks it into her shirt and, yeah. A little locket with bells on it. Tiffany.
Argus kind of misses it. He's not too sure his hands are empty. He's kind of like, And he stands up as if he's going to leave, but as you start talking to Tiffany, he'll wait for a moment.
If you don't mind, can I have a minute with Argy? Real quick.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah. I think I'm just about done what I need to do here. Mm-hmm. That's fine. There are things I should get back to anyway. But it was good. Good talking.
It is. Yeah.
I probably should figure out more of the stuff that the two of you can do sometime, just so we all can pool resources and know what we have to do stuff. But we can do that another time.
Yeah. You know, whenever you want to talk again, you just let me know. I'll be there.
Mm-hmm. And then she'll head out.
Long pause and then head out.
Yep.
Can you close the door, please?
Close the what?
Just have a seat next to me, hmm?
I don't know how any of the technology in here works.
I think yeah, Tiffany would have closed the door
that
after
as
her.
I said it.
I think Tiffany would have closed the door after her as a like, yeah, they probably want privacy. Yeah.
Good luck with us getting out of here. Okay.
Tiffany comes back in 10 days. We're just
oh, no. Okay, what is the scene?
Yeah, come on.
Yeah. Have a seat next to me, all right?
Okay, it sits next to you, yeah. What do you want to tell me you can't tell Tiff?
It's not what I can't tell her. It's what you're not telling me.
He tries to stand up again.
Anya puts a hand on your shoulder and shoves you back down. Argus, listen, our whole lives, we've pretty much been together, and something changed in you a while ago, and I tried to give you space, and I tried to give you patience, and I tried to be understanding, but lately, that something different has been something wrong. And you don't have to tell me what's happening, but I want you to know that I see it.
I'm quiet for a beat, and then says, I have this feeling, a very strong one, that something very bad and something very inevitable is coming for us, and it's getting closer, and I want it all to stop. And I think at that point he's almost unconsciously reaching towards the totem that you have in your pocket.
Anya doesn't stop you.
Yeah, but he doesn't finish reaching. Instead, he grabs for your hand and he says, Anya, it makes me feel better to know that whatever we're hurtling towards, we'll be doing it together.
Anya grasps your hand tightly and pulls you a little bit closer and smiles softly and smacks you in the back of the head. That's why you tell me sooner, okay? God, you blockhead.
He laughs a little bit, wipes, like, you know, a little single tear from the corner of his eye, and he stands up again. He says, I gotta get out of here. I gotta get out of this fucking tree.
All right. Off you go.
And then ensues 15 minutes of trying to figure out how to open the door.
Yeah.
A very comedic moment.
Trying to push every button.
Yeah.
Walks to the door very, like, solemnly and looks back and smiles and then tries to press the door, but it doesn't open. Yeah. Anya's like, do you need me to let... No, you've got this? You've got this? Yeah. And it doesn't work, and Anya gets up and tries to help, too. You can't figure it out either.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Perfect.
Just steps through Tiffany again. No.
Oh my god.
You left us to die.
What is the next thing someone would want to do?
I don't know. I could do my clock with my grandpa. But
grandfather clock?
Grandfather clock, please. Yeah, grandfather, but that can wait. But it could be a fun short, you know, like end of the Force Awakens type deal with him. Mm-hmm. You know, we just share a longing. We share a
no.
Interesting choice of words. No.
A soulful glance. I'm trying to think of like what how do you describe deep eye contact with somebody?
I think this is a great idea, actually.
A scornful glare.
What is the plan?
He wants to
just to figure out the role, and then, you know.
Oh, the role, of course. The gist of it is presenting him with the coin, trying to express to him what's been going on, seeing if it can help with communication. Can you remind me, did we establish that people who have been touched by the storm or whatever, they can't communicate with others, but can they can understand people communicating with them?
I think that's true.
So I could tell him about what's been happening, and mostly that I met a man and he had this thing. I don't have it anymore, but it...
Yeah, I don't think we've ever established that, and I think to a degree there is going to inevitably be a bit lost.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we don't know how much is or isn't. Sure.
Yeah, that's a really vague explanation of what I want to do, but really I just want to show him the coin. And see if there's any recognition. I'm trying to see if I can connect his current state to anything I'm experiencing right now.
This feels like empathize.
Okay.
Yeah.
And is this a fortune?
Empathize, confess, or perceive, maybe?
In this, understanding a person intuitively makes the most sense, because you're not just looking at the surface. Confess or empathize, I think, but it feels like if we're painting, you're trying to connect rather than look inward. That, to me, is empathize rather than confess.
Mm-hmm. And they're both the same.
Yes, yeah.
Modifier, still, so
you have a plus one in both.
No, I'm doing empathize.
Okay.
Yay, that's a five.
It's a five, so three more. So add to your clock. So you're at 6 out mm-hmm. of 12. So you're halfway there. So that's pretty good.
Add three more, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Living on a prayer.
And so, yeah, Argus, after a day's work, goes home to visit his family, finds his grandfather. Maybe he's fixing a piece of netting or working with some textiles or painting or something. He seems like quite the craftsman. And now I can't help but imagine him looking kind of like old grizzled Mark Hamill, so I'm kind of gonna keep going with that. And yeah, they sit down together. I make him a cup of tea or something. I'm telling him little bits and pieces of my adventure in the city, and then I keep talking and I stop, and we're just quietly sipping tea. I'm sure we're very used to just kind of like sitting in silence together, enjoying each other's company. And then after a little while, he says, what's this? And he reaches behind his ear and pulls out the coin. I'm not going to tell him how he acts, but like, I would imagine like, oh, you're doing that little trick we always do. Isn't that cute? Until maybe he gets a better look at the coin, which I will hand to him.
Yeah, you hand him the coin and it's still doing the thing where it's leaving blue future and past residue, almost like transparent future and past echoes of itself. When he takes it, there's something about it that is recognize you see something of recognition on his face, and I think he leads you outside. And when you go outside, I think this is when you're noticing for the first time, and I think this is the first time this is happening because it's pretty hard to miss. As you're looking around the city, you're starting to see very faint echoes of people and buildings. Buildings are superimposed on top of other buildings, but they're the same kind of echo as the coin from the future. There are people having conversation that walk off and disappear. There are people doing the reverse, fading into existence, but they're not people. They're, again, there's just these echoes of shapes happening, and all around the city this is happening. This isn't even the strangest part, because your grandfather Jasper leads you to the edge of the city limits. You are seeing the storm crashing against this bubble that is coming down to the ground near the edge of the city limits. And you see this blue echo. It's interesting because it's both what you think looks like a younger version of your grandfather, but at the same time, a version of you walking into the storm. And he looks back at you and points at it and goes to offer you his hand.
Oh, yeah.
Because your grandfather was also like a meteorologist, right? He was also a storm chaser.
That's correct. Yeah. Yeah. I take his hand. What does anything happen? Or is he just looking at me? Or is he looking out and pointing still?
You take his hand and he's going to try and walk with you into the storm.
Do I feel any type of connection to him other than that we're like physically holding hands with each other?
Who is the coin? Did you take it back?
He could still have it unless he gave it back to me.
Okay, I think he puts it in the hand that you're holding, and you see this almost the same energy that was coming out of the torches, the same energy that the root system of the ship is going into the city, almost the same energy now that you're comparing it of this barrier is sort of glowing as like a band, not tying your hands together, but you can feel it's creating this connection.
Okay. I guess Argus would feel pretty safe with him. He would let him lead him into the storm if that's where he's going.
Yep. You two walk into the storm, and the camera sees as the both of you disappear. And then the camera sees an echo of you walking into the storm and disappearing. And then another echo of you walking into the storm and disappearing. And then an echo of you walking out of the storm by yourself.